Greetings. Once again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, He, the Lord Jesus, is above it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. And despite all the attacks, despite all the afflictions, despite all the strangeness in the air, the twisting and turning of evil that tries to have a cloak of good and decency to give itself legitimacy, even though they have no legitimacy in and of themselves, they have to fake it, because they'll never make it, so they got to fake it to try to look the part. To try to look the part of something honorable. Why? Because something honorable and decent and moral has value, and who they really are in the world has no value, is irredeemable, is a waste, is as when Jesus talked about hell, he talked about, there's interchangeably is a word, Gehenna, that was used, which was a place where they go to toss the garbage, and everything would be burning there. So it's just eternal trash. When you go the way of the world, you go the way of being thrown away for all eternity. Yeah, my voice has been struggling a bit, so hopefully be able to hear me somewhat. And 20 on 20 is coming up soon, shortly, but yeah, you know, we're in a clash here, light, dark, clashing, God's good pleasure manifest, the revelation of the sons and daughters of the living God being manifest on the earth in such a time as this of complete, total upheaval, and God is doing a work. He that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. He's also working out his plan and purpose on this earth at such a time as this. And we've seen paradigms melding and bleeding together. We've seen realities go from just complete what you thought was something stable to completely fluid and liquid. It's nothing is stable anymore. So the thoughts of a career, the thoughts of any kind of stability, the thoughts of, can you project 5 years ahead and say what's going to be there in 5 years? Do you remember the days when people had like 10-year plans, 5-year plans, you know, 3-year plan? Golly, and today people can't tell you what's going to happen 6 months from now. They can't. And anybody that's trying to tell you something that's going to happen 6 months from now, they're guessing. And it's just based on confidence. Can they get your confidence to agree to their best guess? A lot of people, they're just guessing. A lot of people don't know. They don't know and they're guessing. But, you know, it's a game of confidence. You know, that whole thing, a con man is, what is it? A con man is a confidence man. You know, he gives you that feeling that, oh yeah, you're confident in that because of the way that they present something. Confidence man. But in the bulk of the cases, what you've got is people that they don't know. They have no clue, no idea, no understanding. But they're willing to put it out there. So, yeah, we've got a lot of situations of the blind leading the blind. Everybody falling into ditches left and right, people ensnaring each other into traps, into schemes, a lot of people just looking for some relief, looking for just some sort of outlet, some sort of just gotta just get something. But God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. It has not been easy to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. And if they see that you're doing that, all hell breaks loose to try to take you off of that. Okay, what are some ways that they try to take you off of keeping your mind, your heart, your focus on the Lord? Well, okay, external pressures. Here's a few of them. You know, you can have troubles with your finances. You can have troubles in relationships. Interpersonal partner. You can have troubles with your projects you're working on. You can have all kinds of external things. What's some other ways they come at you? Well, they attack you in your body. Because if you are sick in your body, it is tough when you're sick in your body to because you're at diminished reserves. So they want to make people sick in their body. They don't want people healthy. And they certainly don't want a child of the living God healthy, strong, capable, out there doing what God wants them to do with all their faculties and all their strengths. So as soon as you're serious and you're going forward and you're moving in the things of God, the enemy does come and does try to bring all of these things. Plus, plus, plus. What's some other ways? Okay. Spiritual warfare. Demonic oppression. Witchcraft. Charms. Things planted in your property. Stuck, you know, just go down the list. Any place that there is some possibility for infiltration, they will try, because the goal is to keep you off balance, to keep your focus somewhere else, to keep you from the truth, to keep you off your stride. Because when you get into your stride, the enemy, what's the enemy going to do? They can't stop you. You get into your thing, they can't stop you. Now, there's a flip side to all this, the attacks, the oppressions that you may face. I'm not saying that you guys are all facing one or any of those, but probably the enemy is bringing something at you if you're on the track of the Lord's, and probably everything that he can resource he's doing against you. So, the flip side is, when you come through all of these things and you've struggled and you've wrestled, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. When you've wrestled, you've gotten strong. You know, I mentioned before on some podcasts, I used to wrestle back in the day. Listen, when back in junior high school in the States, the more matches you wrestle, the stronger you are. The more that you wrestle, the more conditioned you get. When you wrestle, you get better by wrestling. You get stronger by wrestling. And you know what? It is exhausting to wrestle. When you wrestle, it is exhausting. There is very few sports, and I've done a lot of different sports in my lifetime. There's a very few sports that I've found that are as exhausting and as tiring than competition wrestling. When you're in that, because why? Because you clash with every fiber of your being. You clash with somebody else. And, you know, it's hard. It is hard. And you can have tremendous cardiovascular and all of that, but in a 3-minute round, you'll be amazed at how much energy goes out in a 3-minute round. And the better that your competition is, the more that you've got to, the more you've got to step up. So, yeah, I mean, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. It is exhausting, It is tiring, but every time that you come away from that and God replenishes you and restores you, you are stronger. You are more built up. You are more capable. You can handle things there's things that you can handle today you wouldn't have dreamed of 10 years ago. Likewise, there are challenges that we face today that we would have never been able to be prepared for before because the things we didn't have the capacity for it. We didn't have the training for it. We didn't have the yes, it's God that does the work, but He also builds some things in you. He also prepares you for the work. He gives you gifts, talents, skills, and abilities for the work. He also trains you in those. Then He charges you with things to do. He has to do it like that. Because He wants you look, nobody goes up with a skill. You build a skill. God gives you a talent, but you build a skill. And He wants you to do that. He wants you to refine your skill. You know, in doing these podcasts over the years, I've been doing them for a long time, just the very act of switching on this recorder and speaking to you guys like this has been, in so many different other situations, been a tremendous benefit and blessing. Because I tell you what, me being able to speak in any situation has been enhanced by just doing this. Now, I never was intending to do anything like that. The way God did it was He just said, look, speak, and open your mouth and I'll fill it. That's what God told me, and that's what He's done throughout, from the very start, from when the time was that this whole thing began. Now, something that I have wrestled with recently has been, that assurance of when God is speaking. That assurance of His voice. Because, there's one thing right now. I do not want to miss God. I don't want to miss what He's saying. I don't want to miss what He's doing. I do not want to miss God. And, in all of what's, it's a challenge, because the enemy is always trying to bring in confusion, always trying to bring in division, always trying to bring in something else to take you off track. I tell you what, like the other day somebody paid me a very nice compliment. But I was not feeling in myself as a person. The same time somebody may feel like you're blessing them, you may feel terrible inside yourself. But you don't know the effect that you're having on somebody else. You don't know what's going on with somebody else. And sometimes it's in your brokenness and in your struggle and in your difficult situation and circumstance that just you do that small piece that God has for you to do, it's still going to reach somebody. It's still going to bless you. Listen, this is not about our feelings. And I'm preaching to myself. It's not about our feelings. Because we feel so much. And your feelings can go one way today and they can be somewhere else tomorrow. It's about the truth of the Word of the living God. What He said, what He's doing. That's what we want. That's the direction we want to go. Listen, I don't want to be ruled by feelings. I want to be ruled by God's Spirit. I am not looking for feelings. I am looking for truth. And when you have the truth and God's revealed the truth, I want to walk in that truth. As we've come into this time of incredible challenge, it's also a time of just incredible purpose. There's always there's always the other side to the coin. With the challenges and the upheavals, the change, all of that, there's also an incredible time of just the revelation of the nature, the power, the purpose, the intention of God in and through us. All of that's there. You know, as things get worse, and they will get worse, you know, we've got to be able to ride this thing out and ride it through. And if God decides to check us out, hey, it's fine. It is fine. It is nothing. Because we're all transiting through here. You know, to leave this physical body is absolutely inevitable. And the people that I know that are close to me, the bulk of them, they don't mind leaving it. I mean, they're doing what they can to keep it in the best condition they can so that they can get the most out of their time here. But the followers of Christ are not holding on to anything here. We know we're transiting through. And we just want to walk with our Father. We just want to walk in connection with Him. All the things of this world have grown strangely dim. They're but garbage to us. And if there's something that we experience or like or enjoy, fine. But none of it's got a hold on us, because what has a hold on us is Christ. The living God, His plan, His purpose, His intention, His will, His way. What He wants, that's what we want. So as we seek the Lord, we will find Him. As we ask, we receive. As we seek, we knock. As we seek, we find. As we knock, the door is open. There is an incredible time that we're in and moving into. And I just want to encourage you to be real with God and to let your relationship and your walk be real, because you need that. You can't have dead religion. You can't have a falsehood. You need a real thing. It's incredible. It's exciting. It's what God brought us into this thing for. There is a purpose for us being here. And just know we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love you. Talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.